Desert Island Discs.
Reminds me of...
Let's go back to the beginning. Which came first in your case, music or drawing?
I think drawing. I made my first drawing when I was 1 and a half.
And you've never stopped. Did you set out to be an artist? Did you go to an art school?
Yes. I was expelled from my art school.
I'm sorry.
Yes. No.
Is it a reason that you can tell us?
Oh, yes. I was expelled for caricaturing the principal. I caricatured him every day until I was expelled.
Yes, and then what?
Oh, then I went to a different art school.
Mm-hmm.
And they were very nice. They let me do what I liked.
You were happy there?
I was very happy, yes. Except the models didn't like me because I caricatured them.
What did you do after that?
Oh, after that, I tried to earn my living.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
Well, my first job was, I was a bottle washer at a dairy.
Were you good at that?
Magnificent. I washed I don't know how many bottles, milk bottles.
You didn't break any?
Oh, yes, I broke the lot.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't seem to matter very much.
They didn't mind?
Yes, they did mind, but I didn't stay at it for very long.
So after you had failed at bottle washing, yes. What did you become then, a head cook?
No, I became a schoolmaster after that.
What did you teach?
I taught art and German.
Yes, I trust you weren't caricatured in your turn.
Oh, yes. I was caricatured all the time.
Well, you were teaching art and German. What went wrong with that?
Oh, nothing went wrong. The only thing is I was drawing while I was teaching, and I had an offer from one of the London evening papers to go and join them. It was a staff appointment.
Yes.
I left teaching because of that.
Mm-hmm. Were you happy then?
No, I was very happy at first, but I couldn't draw every night. I had to do a drawing nearly every night, and I'm not that sort of artist who can do that. I just couldn't do it. It was impossible because my work, especially in those days, was highly detailed.
Mm-hmm.
I found it too much of a strain, and I gave it up. Yeah.
What did you do then?
Then I had a very hard time. I couldn't find any work. I had this embarrassing business of having to go around with my portfolio trying to sell my drawings. After that, when I found it impossible to do anything, I went to New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried my luck there. And I was very fortunate. I was offered a very, very good job with an American magazine, one big American magazine. And they brought out a new magazine, which I joined.
Yeah.
I had a contract in my pocket, which enabled me to come back to America once a year, spend 6 months in New York, 6 months in London.
Perfect.
But the thing flopped.
Oh, dear.
Yes, I don't know whether it's because of my drawings.
Oh, well, no, we'll assume
it's not. But, it flopped, and again I was out of a job.
And you were back in London now?
I was back in London.
Mm. So?
Well, I freelanced. Things were getting a little better. I was doing quite a lot of magazine work, advertising, and so on.
Yes. And then you started those delightful books of musical drawing.
Oh, no, they didn't come for a long time. Those I started doing about 4 years ago when the first one came out. But in between that, a lot of other things happened. I was very closely associated with Ravel's opera, L'Enfant et le When I first heard it, I was so enchanted by the whole thing that I made some illustrations. So I worked very long on those, and I took them along to Colette, who old Madame Colette, just before she died.
She had written the libretto.
She wrote the original libretto, and this led to a collaboration between her and myself. It was a wonderful experience. Mm. She was a wonderful old woman.
Gerard, when did you start staying with Cuba?
I started staying with Cuba about 6 years ago.
Mm.
And I took it up very seriously. You want to know why I took up playing in Cuba?
Yes, please.
Yes, now, I'll tell you. I'll tell you.
Mm-hmm. You have a good time.
Yes. I took up playing in Cuba because I felt it was a neglected instrument, and I felt that it was a very beautiful instrument at the same time.
Yes.
And that is why I took up playing in Cuba.
Even if it was a bit of a nuisance to carry about.
Oh, a most terrible news.
About the Hofnung Music Festival, which was such a roaring success just a few weeks ago.
I think the most terrific moment of my life.
It's a great distinction to have your own music festival at the festival hall. How did the whole thing happen?
Well, I always felt that there is a place for caricature in music, you see. And we started planning very seriously. I think my wife and I. And the whole thing was made possible.
Yes. Uh-huh. Is this going to be an annual event, the festival?
If we can find enough material, I think so.
Good luck.
Well, what are your thoughts now, Ace for the Desert Island Exile?
I think it's a very good thing. Excellent. I think everybody ought to be on the desert island one time or another.
Why?
Very good for the morale. Give people a chance to go into themselves and think of the things they might have done instead of leading their own selfish, miserable lives.
You might be able to have some sort of test on the island, Gerard. Are you particularly fond of cats?
I love cats. I love cats.
Okay.
I think they're the most beautiful creatures in the world.
Cat.
I will have a cat on the island.
Well, I hope you find one. Something of the
sort.
Oh,
yes, there's bound to be one.
Gerard, what kind of a castaway do you think you're going to be on this island? How efficient?
Oh, I don't think I'll be very good at that. I think I'm going to train all the animals to do things for me on the island. I shall have a cook monkey and an octopus. No, a moose who's going to put on my record.
Yes, well, I can't guarantee any mooses, if that's the plural of moose.
Two meese. Mice.
Yes. Until you've got these animals trained, how are you going to manage? Can you build a
house? I'm going to start training them right away.
Yes.
You see, because otherwise I'd be just hopeless. I'd never be able to do it.
You couldn't build a hut?
No.
Have you ever camped out?
Oh, yes, many times.
Successfully?
I can't remember.
Oh, well, it sounds as if it might have been successful, if it was not.
Yes, I think it was.
Well, then you're not such a bad castaway as you make
it. No, I'm not.
No. Can you... can you cook yourself?
I can... I'm a wonderful cook.
Mm-hmm.
I can boil an egg better, I think, than most people. Really, I mean that.
Yes. And can you fish or trap?
No, I don't fish. I think it's cruel. I think I'd become a vegetarian if I was on that island.
Yes.
I think I would have enough conviction to become a vegetarian.
I've never more firmly refused to award a castaway that. But you're not going to get one, I don't think, on that evidence. Well, there's one more question I have to ask you, Gerard, and that is, what luxury article have you chosen to take on this island?
I think I'll probably take the tuba.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I'll take my paint box.
Well, look, your paint box is so much a part of your personality. Let's assume that you've got that in your pocket.
Very good.
And you can take your tuba.
Very good. But, well, I'll take the tuba then.
Yes. But you must promise not to live in it.
Oh, I couldn't because you don't know what I keep in that tuba.
I hate to think. Well, many thanks, Gerard Hofnung.
Thank
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye.